Psalms chapter 51. We sin with facility, but repentance is a slow process. As it is easy enough to swallow poison, though the cure of its evil effects may be long and doubtful. David had committed grave sins, but when he is confronted by the prophet Nathan, he begins a difficult road back. Jesus calls all sinners to repent. True repentance is not a nebulous response of sorrow. It requires definite actions. Repentance so transforms the mind that it results in a changed life. Repentance does not merely say I'm sorry, like what we would say when we accidentally step on someone's foot. Rather, true repentance says from the heart, I've been wrong and grieve over my sin, but now I see the truth, and I will change my ways accordingly. David fears that God will remove his Holy Spirit from him. It is the Holy Spirit that removes us to repentance. Although the New Testament believer can never lose the presence of the Holy Spirit, the Christian may lose the joy of his or her salvation. To regain joy, there must be a genuine repentance, and genuine repentance manifests itself in a broken heart. The sacrifice that God wants is a humble spirit. God, you will not turn away someone who comes with a humble heart and is willing to obey you. Renew me, Lord Jesus. I don't want to be the same anymore. Renew me, Lord Jesus. Put your heart in me, because everything that is inside of me needs to be changed, Lord. Because everything that is inside my heart needs more of you.